Lots of news updates this week in the Cardano ecosystem, everything including a whole bunch of stories from NMaker, A-Starter, Fluid Token, Jed, Vifi, Newcast, and Charlie 3. Let's get into it. Thank you and welcome back to another episode of Learn Cardano Podcast. Make sure you check out all the show notes at our website at learncardano.io. There you can find all the references and everything I talk about in this episode as well. Now, we have quite a few interesting news items, and this came up last week for International Women's Day, and the Genius X team did a Twitter Spaces with a whole bunch of female creators in the industry, and this was a really cool Twitter space. I'll put it in the links down below for you guys. But the team from DropSpot were also doing a International Women's Day campaign on their website, where they collated all these really cool NFT artists and digital artists through the space and made a brilliant collection of all these NFTs that you could purchase from these various artists. Now, if you have a look at some of these, I think they're absolutely stunning. I haven't gotten around to purchasing any yet. Luckily, some of the ones that I still want are still there. So if you're interested in collecting some unique art pieces, there are some brilliant ones here. And I highly recommend that you at least check them out and see what they have to offer there on the DropSpot platform. Now, the Cardano Foundation also did a Women of Cardano interview panel where they brought in a whole bunch of women within the Cardano ecosystem. There is quite a lot of content here. It goes for 2 hours and 40 or so minutes, and it's one of the very first Let's Talk Cardano series from the Foundation as well. So if you haven't checked that out, you can check through it, have a look over all of this brilliant content here from the space, all the different panels and the conversations, including a Women in Catalyst. All these are brilliant minds that are doing some really cool and hard work within the Catalyst community, making things actually possible. So please do check that one out. My next news story here is from GoKey, and this is a continuation of their ISPO, and they've just decided to change how this all works and created what they call a dynamic ISPO. Now, this looks at the amount of delegation that is on their stake pool and what they've decided to do. Now, at the moment, their stake pool is a 99% pool, so you delegate your ADA and all of those rewards go to their stake pool, and you don't get anything, but in return you get some of these GoKey tokens. Now, what they're doing now is they're putting in these various milestones. So when they reach 5 million ADA, 10 and 20 and 40 million ADA, the margin decreases. So they go from a 99% pool down to 80, 70, 60, and 50% pool. So now this means if you're delegating to their pool and they gain more and more delegation over time, that margin fee will be reduced. So that means you're going to earn ADA and their GoKey token at the same time. So that's a really good incentive for people to try and build up more of the delegation to their stake pool. So that way you actually get some ADA rewards back as well as their GoKey token. Now, the GoKey token, the margin, the ratio that you'll earn is still exactly the same at 0.15 GoKey tokens per ADA as well. So it makes it a lot more appealing in that you also still get your ADA rewards there too, depending on how good and how well the ISPO does. So check out those details there. Now, I know they're going through a whole brand new website rebuild and a slight deviation in their focus, and they're looking at more of the finance side of things in regards to housing affordability as well. Now, the A-Starter team are doing some really cool things around building tooling so that projects can launch on the Cardano blockchain. And one of the things they're building is a DEX. And around here, it looks like they're, from this particular update, they're getting there. They're getting a lot closer to launch. So they've got their general pools. They've got the functionality of creating LP tokens, and they're currently working on deploying the smart contracts. I believe this will be to testnet, but then probably over to mainnet very soon as well. So they're getting to that point where they're almost at the launch. They're currently running their ISPO. They have an ISPO there too, but they're also combining this ISPO with what they call merge staking. And this is a combination of their own stake pool and also partner stake pools within the Cardano ecosystem. So you'll be able to delegate to one of their partner pools. If you go through their website, you'll be able to find all the details details around the different stake pools that you can delegate to, but you'll be able to earn your AA tokens and also your ADA rewards at the same time, which is very, very appealing. Now, I mentioned Fluid Token before in previous updates. Now, they've actually launched their Fluid Token pool. So if you want to delegate to their stake pool, it's FLDT. You can delegate there. It's 100% or 99% margin pool where you'll be able to earn the most Fluid Tokens for this particular ISPO. Now, it does go for 24 epochs. I believe it's starting. This is starting at closer to the end of this month. So check the dates there. I couldn't find it within this article. It might be noted somewhere else. But there are some various other pools that you can delegate to. You can find all the details down here. And they've actually also announced which one of the pools are their community pools too. So let me just pull that up for you. And this is their official announcement here. So here we go. And this is a kickoff on the 26th of March. So that's the actual date when this whole ISPO starts. You can see all the pools here. We have a really cool selection of community pools here. So if you want to delegate to any of these particular stake pools, you'll be able to earn your ADA rewards and also some additional Fluid Tokens too. So if you really want those ADA rewards, you can still get them. Now, Jed have put out a really interesting update. I missed this one here, and this is an update around their minimum requirements to actually mint Jed and Shen. Now, in the early days, you needed quite a bit of ADA to mint any of the Jed or the Shen, as the minimum amount was 5,000 Jed and 5,000 Shen. Now, they've reduced that to a fifth of that. So you've got 1,000 Jed and 1,000 Shen, and they've also reduced the minimum amount to burn as well. So I'm assuming this will allow a lot more smaller players in the ecosystem to be able to participate within the burning and minting of the Shen and the Jed within their platform. They've also reduced the fees. The fees were what really put me off at the very beginning. It was 100 ADA. Now it's reduced down to 25 ADA. Now, the other really cool news here is that they've actually started distributing the rewards for any of the Shen holders. So one of the benefits of actually minting Shen was that actually you actually get your ADA reward still. So whatever ADA you put in for the amount of Shen that you have, if you hold the Shen token, you get the ADA rewards for it. So it's really cool and it's being distributed to people. So the first snapshot was done on the 5th of February there. And because of the delegation and the staking process of how the Cardano blockchain works, you get that approximately 20 days afterwards. So that time is now. And so a lot of people that were minting and holding Shen or buying Shen and holding it should be getting their extra ADA rewards from that process now too. You can use the website here, Delegation Rewards for Shen holders, and you can see exactly how much rewards you potentially be getting there. So it's kind of worth looking into that if you're a Shen holder and you're looking for these particular rewards. Another project I've been following closely for a long time is Vi Finance, and they're about to launch just around the corner. They have this Twitter Spaces coming up really, really soon. So upcoming public testnet. It's at a reasonable time for me at 10 a.m. on Thursday. So I'm going to retweet that and probably join in and ask exactly what's going on, what we expect to see. Now, this is the launch of their public testnet, so you'll be able to play with the platform and get better understanding of how the whole bar and how that whole ecosystem works around their platform. So I'm really excited to finally see what their platform looks like, how it actually all works too. There's a lot launching on testnet at the moment. Now, this is a really cool, I love seeing this. Cardano Press is a project that my team are building to allow projects to use WordPress and launch a mini dApp onto the Cardano blockchain. And Empower have decided to do the integration in for their Explorer, the Empower Explorer. So you can use your Empower World Mobile NFT and you can see the type of impact that your purchase has had within their ecosystem and what type of homes I believe that they're building, etc. So it's pretty cool that they've given us a little bit of a shout out, and it's a bit of their secret sauce in the background to enable that kind of functionality on their website. So now this project here, I don't know much about. It has come across my radar every now and then, but ADA DAO is in pre-prod testnet. So I did say a lot of projects are launching at the moment, and then they're in the testnet phase. Now, these guys are a stablecoin platform as well. So they've got stablecoin issuance. They use their token AUSD, not to be confused with Amerigo's regulated stablecoin USDA. It's going to be very confusing space sometimes, but they've gone through it and they're just at that point of being able to work through their platform. So there's quite a bit to this platform of creating a USD stablecoin. So there's the vault creation, collateral, deposits, lending, withdrawals, oracle functionality, liquidation functionality, deposits of the stability pools, and reward functionality as well. So there's quite a bit to this. I do encourage you to really look into this one here and to find out exactly how they're building it, what they're building as well. I haven't dug deep into this particular project. I've just skimmed over every once in a while. I'm just waiting for them to get to this point so I can actually play around with their platform and see what they're doing. But their article here does go through their testnet process of how to get testnet tokens, and then also how to give their platform feedback as well through their type form here. So if you're interested in playing with another platform that's launching a Cardano, try this one as well, AdaDAO. Now, this is an interesting update, and this came from my Twitter feed when I was reaching out to ask, what are people building? What's the latest news updates? And this one came from Taiki. And these guys are incubating projects in the community. And I thought I'd have a quick look at. So we've got Option. So this is the Plutus smart contract development language using Python. We have the Fat Cats World and Demu as well. And I do know Demu, that they're a music protocol that are building on Cardano. Now, what really interested me in this one here is the fact that Takey are doing an incubator for all this. I was thinking, where did this come from? Did I completely miss something? And I did. I did completely miss this one. So I had a look at their profile to see exactly what they're doing. I was apparently already following them. And they've gone from like a launch pad to a community growing platform. So this is their test platform at the moment. They're currently in alpha, but I believe they are on mainnet. And if we have a look here at Takey, the description, Takey is a Web3 membership platform providing metaverse and AI tools for creators to run subscription services. That sounds perfect. Exactly what I'm into. So I'll be digging into this one a little bit more, but you can check out all the links down below if you want to investigate yourself and find out a little bit more what Takey does. Now, this one here, I thought I'd just give a shout out. This is from the Disco Solaris community, and they're looking at giving back 10% of their profits back to the community. So that's 10% that I'm assuming they get from token sales or liquidity provisioning. They are going to put that back into a treasury, which is part of a multi-sig wallet. And this is going to be shared amongst three core team members, so three parts of their ecosystem, and they're all providing feedback and cooperation for the Disco Solaris universe. So this all comes into play with character customizations, quest crafting, and story index. So it's all about building up that community a little bit more. So it's quite interesting how that all works. Now, they also have a token distribution via the Silk Toad. You can go to that website and you can actually claim some more Disco Solaris, Disco Coins, I think it is. And if you're a holder of a Disco Solaris or you have the Disc Coins already, you'll be able to claim more of those particular tokens. So it's about rewarding their current ecosystem as it is. So check it out. Again, links below in the show notes. Now, this had to be one of the highlights news items from last week. And NMaker had done an integration with Zapier. So they launched this as a beta and you could get to it via the invite link here. I think they've actually launched on production through Zapier now as well. But in doing so, it allows the NMaker API to talk to all of these different products that is already connected to Zapier. And what Zapier does, for those that don't know, it allows one API or one platform to talk to another platform, and you can daisy chain commands together. So you can do some crazy things such as post something on a Discord channel, and then when that gets posted, it gets detected, and then Zapier will push that over to NMaker, turn it into an NFT, then send it back to you or send it to a community where they can go purchase that particular NFT. So it automates a lot of processes for you. I'll just give you a little demo here. So Tyler here, let me just start this one and play it for you in full screen.
So as you can see here, EndMaker released or Zapier integrated EndMaker into their service. And Zapier is an automation service. You can basically set up tasks with apps that interact with each other. What I did was I connected the Zapier app to the Tour Guide Discord. What this will allow us to do, and this is just like a fun little experiment, I guess, to see how everything would work. But basically, what you can do with this is you attach an image to the message. You give it some text, so NFT for the video. And you send that, you will get a message back from the Zapier app with a EndMaker payment link to mint out the NFT. All right, now we can see that the bot sent back the mint address. So if you just click here, I have it set to just 8 ADA, so like 250. And if we mint that baby out, and bam, we have the test NFT minted. If you guys want to try this out, you can just head over to the Tour Guide Discord. It's the Mint This channel under the public patio. And yeah, just send an image, send some text with it, and you'll be able to mint it out.
So as you can see, the whole Zapier thing is so flexible in what it can do. And Tyler went further here and created this this multi-stepped Zap. And you can here, you can see like from a tweet that he does, it then creates it into an image, uploads it to EndMaker platform. That will then create a payment link for that NFT and then post that payment link to Twitter. So it does that whole entire loop. Maybe that will be a continuous loop because now that a new tweet's created, will it then create a tweet of that tweet? Maybe. But you can see it will go through that process and do all those steps for you. So it automates that whole thing. And this is absolutely amazing because Zapier can connect with all sorts of different platforms. I think there's over 5,000 different platforms that is already integrated with everything from RSS feeds to accounting software and productivity platforms. So all of these things are all integrated into the actual Zapier platform it is. And now EndMaker can tap into that as well. So maybe something like in Xero or MyOb or QuickBooks, if you do an invoice or something, create a new invoice, it will create an NFT of that and then post it to Twitter. But you know, you wouldn't do that, but you can do those crazy things. It's pretty cool. Now the EndMaker team are also now releasing their token dashboard. So everything that you can do with the EndMaker token, from earning it to locking it somewhere in a liquidity pool, for example, or maybe they've got their own staking platform now, all can be accessible and viewable from their token dashboard. So I'm really looking forward to this one as well. So this is an announcement of the actual platform. On the 17th, we'll be able to see that. So that's in about another 3 days or so. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they provide there. Now, if you missed this interview I did with the UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, I spoke to Alvaro from the agency to talk about everything that they are doing within the blockchain space. And they've set up a stake pool in partnership with the Cardano Foundation to actually try and raise a continuous amount of funds from the stake pool itself to help fund some of the initiatives and innovations that they're doing in this space. Now, there's a lot that we go through, and if you want to check out the interview, links in the top right-hand corner there, we can find out more about the agency and how the Cardano Foundation have integrated in a stake pool to try and have a self-sustaining continuous form of funding for their agency. Now, this news update, this is a technical documentation of their infrastructure from Charlie 3, but recently they went through the upgrade of their smart contracts for their Oracle to version 2. And version 2 takes full advantage of the Vassal hard fork. They take advantage of all of these things here, the inline datums, reference scripts, and reference UTXOs. And this just makes things a lot more optimized and scalable in regards to how their Oracle can actually work. So you can check out this technical update here about their infrastructure and how the node operator backend and how all that works too. They have all the documentation here around the infrastructure and also the swap contract too. So all the information is here. If you want to find out more and learn more about the actual platform and the Oracle itself. Again, links down in the show notes for you. Now, the team from Gimbal Labs, they're working on their PBL framework. And what on earth is that? It's their project-based learning. So you can go through their course and I'm assuming work through a project and learn how to build something on the Cardano blockchain. How cool is that? We need more of these type of courses and more of these type of resources so that people can actually learn how to actually develop on it. Because it is very different, it's still very new. It's not like the Ethereum blockchain where it had solidity for many, many years now since 2017. And there's a lot of developers in the ecosystem are very well versed with EVM development, but not so much in the Cardano space. So here, this course goes through everything that you need to know from general onboarding to building up your background knowledge to actually writing the various scripts. And I love this addition here. This is writing a script or learning how to write the script through using Aiken. Now, I did an interview with the guys from Aiken, Lucas from Aiken. Again, links in the top right-hand corner there. So check out that interview if you want to learn more about Aiken. But this brilliant course here from Gimbal Labs takes you through as well. So thank you from the Gimbal Labs team for doing that and making this all possible. Now, this is my last news item here. And this is Newcast. And they're running a film festival on the Cardano blockchain. How cool is that? They've shortlisted 10 of these movies. And you can see all the movies that they've shortlisted here. And I really hope I have time to go through all of these. You can see all of them there, but you can get a ticket to actually view these films. So you need to go through their platform and you'll be able to purchase or mint a particular ticket. It's only 30 ADA, so it's roughly $10 USD at the moment. So you can get one of their tickets and then you can go through a voting process and vote for your favorite film. How cool is that? So I've minted a ticket here to actually watch this. Now, if you're interested in watching one of the films or watching the films in general, participating, leave a comment down below and I'll give 2 lucky winners free tickets for this film festival. So I'll mint the tickets and send them out to you. All you need to do is leave a comment down below and let me know what you think of this particular episode. So I'm looking forward to seeing millions of comments, right? We'll see how that works. Now, last of all, I just want to mention down below, you may have noticed on the bottom of the videos here that I do now have merchandise. So I've gone through and created a whole bunch of merchandise around the Cardano Press ecosystem. So some of the artwork has started coming through and I've created stickers, mugs, t-shirts, hoodies, all that good stuff. I haven't purchased any myself yet through the platform, so I don't know what the quality is like. So today's the 14th of March. I'm just about to, so I can do a test and see what it's actually like. But if you want to support the channel, merchandise down below. And I also have this other thing here. I thought this is pretty cool. And I started YouTube memberships. I don't know where this is going to go at the moment, but probably we'll start doing some private content for members as well, or live streams for my members. But I need a couple more members at the moment. And Stephen here, I believe this is Stephen from the DropSpot community, one of the creators of DropSpot. And he became a supporter for 21 days now. That's brilliant. Now, to become a member, it's kind of like Inception here. You can just click on join there and you'll see the membership tiers. I only have one membership tier at the month and it's just an extra $4 a month. At the moment, like I said, you only get these custom emojis at the moment, so you can actually post them in the chats and whatnot, and you get a little badge next to you as you progress through tiers. But I'll be working through that and seeing how I can do live members, a different type of content, or for the members of the channel as well. So really appreciate anyone that subscribes and supports the channel in all those different ways too. So that is it for me for this episode. If you don't want to become a member, if you don't want to buy merch, just leave a comment below, give me that thumbs up, click subscribe, click the notification bell, all that really helps as well. And I'll see you in the next video. Yeah, gotta do it like that. You've been listening to the Learn Cardano podcast. Gotta get it hype. Crypto is what we like, but this is not investment or financial advice. Gotta do your research, cause it's risky. We know it is. This show is educational and it's informative. Crypto's the future, really, it ain't no debate.